Perfect Coco.
Looking at these young men and women dancing their hearts out and pulling fancy moves, you'd think you are in New York City or somewhere else. But no, this is Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, and these Zimbabwean dancers form a 20-member dance group called Elysium Dance Group. Every day, at the Harare Gardens, the Elysium Dance Group comes together and spins through grueling dance routines to a backtrack of thumping hip-hop beats. Wearing their baggy matching t-shirts and exuding urban street style, you think these are a group of happy-go-lucky youngsters just living out their lives. But to the contrary, for many it's a way to distress and deal with broken dreams. One of the dancers is 23-year-old Marlon Magondo.
Elysium means a lot to me because it's like a family to me, especially General Hillary. He's like my mother, my father. See, because him personally, he opened some closed doors in my life.
General Hillary is the affectionate term the group has coined for Hillary Tandi Chingono, the dance group's hard-driving leader. Chingono, who is also addressed as Chief Commander, says for the youth, dancing is an outlet.
As they dance, they express themselves. There are some who are here who are very bitter with whatever it is that has been a disappointment in their life. So channel that energy towards dance and express that bitterness and that anger on stage.
With millions of youth in the country unemployed and many out of options for making a living, the depressed economy has spawned what economists in Zimbabwe have called a lost generation. Chingono says the dancing helps give the young men and women of Elysium not only a temporary escape, but more importantly, stops them from committing crime or resorting to using drugs to drown out their frustrations.
After they've left rehearsal ground, they are too tired to think of anything else. So they will just go home and relax. And if they're going to be reading, they'll read. And if they're going to be doing any chores, that's what they will do. Instead of, sitting on the bridges and taking drugs and all sorts of vices that and felonies.
The dance troupe earns occasional fees performing at corporate parties and civil events, but not enough to provide the dancers with a regular income. For Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo in Washington.
Okay.